Okay, after the basic introduction, now we can start the Lamitas Melachis, the 39 actual forbidden things on Shabbos. A lot of them are not very relevant, as we'll soon see. And those will go through quicker, and the ones that are more relevant will perhaps spend more time on. The first of the Lamitas Melachis is Chodesh, plowing a field. Where did they have plowing in the Mishkan? They needed to have bread. They had the lechem upon him, the show bread. They had various different flour offerings. So therefore, as the Gemara calls it, Sidurah de Pasnoket, the beginning parts of the Mishnah deal with the order of baking bread. The first thing in baking bread is to plow the field. Now, plowing basically means you better the soil to be able to plant something. Because sometimes you just have, why do you have to plow? Because the earth itself, you just can't put seeds on it, it's not going to grow. You need to soften up the earth and make it appropriate to be able to plant in it and sow in it.
Aerate, heave it.
What?
Heave it and aerate.
Amen. Now, as sometimes, if there was like hilly ground, leveling the ground was also part of plowing. Basically, the definition of plowing, anything you do to better the ground, that you should be able to plant things on it is Chayv and Shabbos. Whether you're making a hole, a furrow, or plows, any of these activities make the ground better. We'll see how each one of these cases is pretty practical in today's world. No, not in the desert. We're talking about where there's earth that's plantable. We'll get to that. Even let's say you make a hole in your house, there's a floor. You make a hole. It's not might not be the din of chodesh of plowing because it's not made to plow there. So if somebody makes a hole in the sand, let's say, it's not the malach of chodesh because you can't plant in the sand. You can have a different problem with sand, and that we'll get to later. Number one, you have the malach that's called losh. Kneading dough, that's K-N-E-A, kneading dough, and also building. Like, for instance, kids play in the sand, yeah? So when the sand is moist, you know, when they add water to the sand, so then basically that's the same thing like mixing flour into water. Because what does the water do? It holds the particles together. That's losh, which is, again, the malach of kneading. Then you have, if they build a sand castle, as they call it, whatever, that could be, even though it's temporary, but it's still the concept of the bainus. It's rabbinically forbidden. What? If it's heavy bench on sand, it's not the melacha of chodesh, because it's not a place that you're going to burn, the plant.
So it's not a
psikresha
for anything?
No, it was psikresha for what? No, to sand is sand and earth is earth. What?
If the dirt over there, where this is not for the purpose of planting, if you do any of those things to something like that,
it's rabbinically forbidden.
I mean, like the one, the container, or
I'll give you an example. If you have the dirt, the mound of dirt, and you start trampling on it to level it out, could be rabbinically forbidden. Because it's not actual, you're not planning to plant there. But still, you're leveling earth, which is exactly, you might come to do it in a place that you shouldn't. So that would be a din of also. But for instance, if somebody pushes, now it's very interesting then, there's a difference between making a hole in the ground, which is chodesh, or making indentation in the ground. For instance, what happens if you have a baby carriage and you're going to be walking on dirt? Don't forget, nowadays everything is cemented. But years ago, everything was dirt, right? So if you had a baby carriage, and let's say there was an Erev in the city or a Tzomtiv, whatever, and you move the baby carriage with the baby in it, so the wheels make indentation on the ground. So that's not called chodesh. Because you're not making a hole, you're just not pushing it down. And that would be allowed, same thing, a wheelchair, a bike, I mean, in the case where you'd be allowed to ride a tricycle, whatever. So in those cases, it's called making depressions, and you're not making holes in the ground, so therefore it would be okay. And actually, the melach of chenish is actually when you take out earth. And here you're just smashing it down, so that would be different. But again, to pull a bed, again, these dinim are very not so much in gear today, because today, again, we have carpeting and floors and cement and pavement and all that. But if you have a backyard and there's grass and you want to pull a heavy bench or a heavy table, let's say you're outside in the sukkah and you want to move a heavy table along the ground, so you want to drag it. If you're going to make holes in the ground, it's biblically forbidden because of a chedesh. You're actually plowing. You're making holes in the ground. So it has to be, people have to be very careful about it.
Plus cutting up the grass.
What?
Plus cutting up the grass.
Cutting up the grass, that might not be a psik resha. It might be, if it's for sure going to rip up grass, then you have a melacha of chedesh, of plowing, making a hole. Plus, you have the melach of keitzer that you're harvesting, cutting off from something connected to the ground. So it would be two melachas that a person would be chayiv, two korbanos, or can't get killed twice. But all that would be forbidden. Now, for instance, we learned already, you're allowed to walk on grass, because when you're walking on grass, you're, number one, you're not making holes in the ground. And even if you do it, definitely inside of psikresha, you didn't intend to do it, it's not going to, for sure, going to happen. But if you're playing soccer on grass, on Shabbos or Yom Tov, then for sure you have two problems. Number one, plowing, and number two, harvesting. Because when you kick the ball, inevitably you're going to, for sure, kick the ground, and then you're going to be making holes in the ground, which is chedesh. Plus, you're going to be ripping out grass, which is also crazy. But, oh, what did you say? Yeah.
So you have a jar of olives that comes with water, and you want to spill everything out. You want to spill out the water and take the good. Can you do that on Shabbos, or is that waiting? Is that good? For another example, you want to wash some grapes. So you pour some, you put them in a bowl. You put water, put the liquid, and you're washing it, and you want to spill out the water. Is that waiting? Or you have to take the grapes from the water.
Okay. When it comes to that, that is a melacha beder. The Alter Rebbe has a very, very interesting, unique chiddush in beder that nobody else has. And that is, the Alter Rebbe holds like this. If you have, let's say, I'll give you a classic example of what Shulchan Aruch says. You have a fly in the soup. Okay? I want to get rid of the fly from the soup. So you just to take a spoon and take out the fly, only the fly is birded. That's selecting bad from good on Shabbos. Some poskim hold, if you take a spoon and take out some of the liquid together with the fly, then it's okay. Why is it okay? Because when you're basically taking out soup from soup. So soup from soup is not selecting, because you're taking it out from the same thing. You're taking out the fly, but together with the fly, you're taking out some soup. So therefore, it wouldn't be forbidden. That's what most opinions say, by the way. And that's what the Alter Rebbe holds in Shulchan Aruch. But in Siddur, the Alter Rebbe is very machmir, and he says you shouldn't do that. It might even be biblically forbidden to do that. So the Alter Rebbe says, what should you do? So this is the bowl with the fly in it. He says, you have to take off your mask to do this one. You have to blow the fly to the end of the bowl, because then you're not selecting anything, or move it to the end of the bowl. And then pour it out from the bowl. Pour the water away from the olives. Why? What's the Alter Rebbe's chiddush? The Alter Rebbe says, when I pour out something from the container, I'm not taking what I poured out from the container. I'm taking the container from what I poured out. It's a very big chiddush of the Alter Rebbe. The Alter Rebbe says, when I pour something out of a container, it's not that I'm taking the fly away from the soup. I'm taking this, because this is in my hand, I'm taking the soup away from the fly. The soup is what I want, and therefore it's good, and the fly is what I don't want, so the fly is bad, but therefore I'm taking it. So according to the Alter Rebbe, what you asked, if a person has a jar of olives and he wants to empty out the water and save the olives, you can now, according to Alter Rebbe, you can just pour out the water from the olive jar, and then it's good because now the olives are what you want.
You could do that.
Yeah.
But you don't have a fly in there. You want the fly in there. You want the, you want.
But the water is bad. You don't want the water, you want the olives.
That's the definition of water. You want to throw away the bad and you take the
good. Yeah, but I'm saying when you pour out the water from the olives, you're taking the olives away from the water, not the water away from the olives. That's the whole chiddush of the Alter Rebbe.
Same with washing grapes?
Washing grapes is nothing. It's not, if I wash grapes, it's not beirut at all. The only time there would be a problem of beirut, if there's a lot of dirt on the grapes, and I wash them in the water to separate the dirt from the grapes, because the grapes are not edible because there's so much dirt on it, that would be baited. But so otherwise, it's not baited.
The water is not baited. I don't want the water. The water is bad.
So it doesn't matter. When you pour out the water, again, you're taking the grapes from the water.
And if there's dirt over there, how do you do that? Then you take the grapes.
Again, No, if you pour it out, again, you're taking the grapes in the bowl that you...
So even if there's dirt now...
Doesn't matter. Okay, anyway. What?
Straining.
Thank you.
You're not straining.
You're pouring out a bowl of grapes with the water holding the grapes in your hand.
That's not called straining. Why should that be straining?
If you have a strain, it would be
straining.
One second. Let me ask you a question. Most sinks today have it at the end of the sink has that little thing with the filter in it.
Aerator.
Yeah, they call it aerator.
Okay, that little thing for Pesach is a problem. Yeah? Okay. Are you allowed to strain on Shabbos? No. So why can't I turn on the water, open the water in Yeshiva. Turn on the water. Why am I not straining the water for the strainer? Why isn't that straining?
Because you don't want it. You don't want it.
It's not straining because the Din Shulchan Aruch is, if the thing is edible or drinkable without straining it, there's no Din of straining. So therefore, Lamash, I'll give you an example where I still don't get how they matter it, and whoever I asked, they never told me. In New York, many years ago when they came out, you can't drink the water because of the bugs in the water. Remember, there was a whole commotion in New York? And therefore, they put filters on the water. They put filters on the water to strain out the bugs that were in the water. So those filters, for sure you're not allowed to use on Shabbos. Because if you hold, you could drink the water, and then you have a filter, it's not a problem, because the water is drinkable without the filter. But they hold, you're not allowed to drink the water without the filter. So therefore, when they have a filter in the water, they're actually not allowed, they're committing a sin every time they turn on the water. And I asked it to a number of people, I never got an answer, but that doesn't mean anything.
If that's the case, you have these filtration systems. Every time you turn the water, you have to do that.
In Okanami, but the water is drinkable without that. Yeah. So therefore, it's not called straining.
Not so sure.
But you can't drink it with that thing either. Okay.
The type of filter that the city uses, you definitely need that filter. Otherwise, you don't want to drink that water.
Why? People don't drink water from the rivers? Straight? How did people drink water years ago? People go camping. Where do they get water from? From the rivers.
That's why they're not here.
Why? They're not here. They're not here because they're old. Okay. Now, if somebody has, okay, so you also, by the way, you're not allowed to rub the floor on Shabbos because, again, you might be mashver gumes. You might make holes in the ground.
Mud on the shoe?
Mud on the shoe, we'll get to in a minute. But, therefore, according to our minhag that we spit by Aleinu, on Shabbos, you have to be careful not to rub the spit in. You just have to do the spit for Aleinu and just cover it with your foot without rubbing the foot because that's forbidden on Shabbos.
But you're talking about the type of ground that's dirt ground that by you rubbing it, you are smoothing the surface. This is asphalt.
Yeah.
You can't smooth this. This is already smooth.
Just putting your foot on it, you don't move it. Yeah, but there's another chash. It's too late for today, but there's another chash. Can you play marbles on the floor like this on Shabbos?
Why not?
Shulchan Aruch said you can't. Because when they used to play marbles on the floor, on the earthenware floor, playing marbles would actually plow the field. I mean, it would make holes in the ground. And therefore, they made a gzeda that even if it's not earth, and it goes even more, even most of the houses are not earth, many parts come out, you're still not allowed to. You can put it on a table, you can play marbles on the table, you can play, put it down a special covering of a blanket on the floor or something. But the floor itself, which is the floor, you're not allowed to do it. Huh? It depends. In the time of the Gemara, no. Later, Paschim, right. Now that all the houses are not earth, so then you could do, you're allowed to do it.
So
but no, playing it's still different. Playing nuts and playing marbles.
They should be able to rub the aluminum spit also.
No.
It's
exactly, you're not allowed to rub.
But it's not the olden days anymore. All the floors
it doesn't matter, right? Even if the whole thing is the gzeira, it still applies.
So how come you said it doesn't apply to homes?
Huh?
You said how
no, sweeping is a different story. There's one thing, there's playing direct, and that's not. That's the two different things. One you're allowed to, one you're not allowed to. Okay.
So marbles, you can't play the marbles.
No.
What is time?
What? Oh. Why did you tell me? Mahachin is my